Elo le bapodo, but according to bapodo, kasha. According to bapodo, why is your first haircut on the 31st day? Why don't you take your first haircut on the 30th day? According to bapodo, stam nezirus is only 29 days. So the 30th day, you should be able to take a haircut. So the Marantz is, O Moloch bapodo, bapodo answers, Eima Seifa. Let's look at the Seifa of that Mishnah. The end of that Mishnah says like this. V'yem gilach eser rishayin eliyayim shleshim. And if b'diyevet he took his haircut on the first one on the 30th day, so megaleach es hashni eliyayim shishim, you could take your second haircut on the 60th day. So Chura says clearly that b'diyevet if you took haircut on the 30th day, it is good. So you see, counting 29 days is enough. And the 30th day, you could take your haircut. So the Sefer is a proof to Bapoda. Sumo says, El Sefer Messiah. The end of that Mishnah that you take your haircut on the 30th day is a proof to Bapoda. That Stam Nezirus is only 29 days. Reisha, so what's shot then in the Reisha that says you should take your haircut first on the 31st day? Sumo says, Reisha, B'yayim Mashleimim, where he speaks out he wants to keep a complete 30 days. Or else the Bach says it means Nasek Yom Shleimim. It's as if he said Shleimim. It's as if he said he wants to keep a complete 30 days. So when the Mashmoyah says a complete 30 days, then we say he has to wait to take the haircut on the 31st day. Whereas the other pshat where Tosfos would learn is that Reishon Lechatchila Tzarech Lagayach B'Yom Shleishim B'Yechod. That since Lechatchila Midrabbonin, you're supposed to wait to the 31st day, it's Nasek Kayim Shleimim. Would Rabbanim be Alma? The Gazrinus Tam Nezirus Ota Hechad Yom Shleimim. That's the way Tosfos learns. That according to Bapoda, even if the person does not speak out Shleimim, I want to keep a complete Nezirus, even though he only says Tam, I want to be a Nazir, which Midirais is only 29 days, but Rabbanim made Xera Otto a case where he says Shleimim. So therefore, Midirabbanim is always Tam, you have to keep 30 days. So therefore, the ratio is good. Lechatchil, you're supposed to wait 30 days and take the haircut the 31st day. The Sefer says, but the Yevid, if he didn't wait, and he took a haircut on the 30th day, Havadim idi Raisa yoyotza, so Mele Kronz about Pod, it's very good. Samar says, Ulu Rav Masnadol Kasha Sefer. But according to Rav Masn, it's the opposite way, that the ratio is very good. The ratio says you have to wait till the 31st day. That's good according to Rav Masna. But now the Sefer is Shver. The Sefer says, if you take haircut on the 30th day, you yaitza. So who or why? So Marin says, Amulach Rav Masna, Kiriktani Sefer, Yom Shloishim Oilo Lakan Olakan. Mahi, what does that mean? Miksa Sayyam Kakula. You mean to tell me that, like we said before, according to Rav Masna, that even though Lechatchila Vadi is supposed to wait till the end of the 30th day, till the 31st day to take haircut, but with the evidence, if you take haircut on the 30th day, you yotze according to Rav Masna also. Because we say this new svar of miksa sayyam kakula. A little bit of the 30th day is considered like the whole 30th day. So if you take your haircut in the middle of the 30th day, it's also good. Because the first part of the day that you kept a teres Nezirus is like a whole day of Nezirus. So it's like you kept your complete 30th days of Nezirus, and then you took your haircut. So we say what? Miksa sayyam kakula. Now this 30th day now, it comes out like this. You took your haircut 12 o'clock. So up until 12 o'clock, it's called a complete day of Nezirus for the first Nezirus. You took your haircut 12 o'clock. Now after 12 o'clock, you could right then start counting for the next Nezirus. Now this is a Chiddush. Even though the beginning of the day was the end of the last Nezirus. See, even the Churv, you'd say, Miksa Sayyam Kukuloi. Part of the day is like the whole day. I would say this part is like spread out for the whole dinner, the whole day. But now we're saying no. The end part of the day, it's the beginning of the next Nezirus. So the same day, the 30th day, it's Erlo Lakan Lakan. It helps for the end of the first Nezirus, and it's the beginning of the next Nezirus. That's the Chiddush. All right, we'll soon speak out. So Mura first asks, Mahi, what's the Chiddush then? That mix of the Yom Kukula, that you stay a little bit of the day, is like the whole day. Fred Gemara Om, Rechod Zimna. That Rav Masna said this Chiddush already. Now the Gemara speaks out, no. Ma, the time, I would have thought like this. Hani mili linyin chod nezirus. When does Rav Masna say, Stam miksa siyam kukuloyim? That's if a person accepted upon himself to be another once. So now, once means for 30 days. So there Rav Masna says that the person takes the haircut on the 30th day, in the middle of the day, he's yotze b'dievid. Because since he kept a little bit of the 30th day, Miksa Sayyar Miskakulai, it's called like the whole day. But that's only by one Naziris. Avolishtay Naziris Lai. But over here, the tremendous Kiddush is, when you finish your first Naziris, right away that same day is considered the beginning of the next Naziris. So the Mod Nazach, you have the one day, this 30th day, helps for two Naziris. It's like, it's considered a complete day for the first Naziris, and it's considered a complete day for the second Naziris. Maybe that you wouldn't say, Kamash Malan, that's what Masna's Chiddush over here the second time. That the same day, the 30th day, could be Oila, Lakan, Lakan. It's called the end of the first Naziris. It's considered like you have a 30 complete days for the first Naziris. And then you take a haircut at 12 o'clock, and then the next part of the day is considered the beginning for the next Naziris. So that's a Chiddush, that one day could be Oila, Lakan, Lakan. So that's why b'di'evad, if you took yik on the 30th day, it is good. So again, there's no stikasha to either one of them, either to Bapod or to Rav Masna. Baita, Tanam, we learned another Mishnah later. Im gilach yoim shishim chosar echad yotza. The person took his second haircut on the 59th day, shishim chosar achas, missing one from 60. On the 59th day, he took a second haircut, yotza. He's talking Yotze, that's good to be Yotze even for the second Naziris. Why? Sheyayim Shloishim Oiloloi Min Aminyin. Because the 30th day, notice we're talking about like this again. The person accepted to be two times a Naziris, one after another. So it has to be that he counted 29 days, and the 30th day he took his haircut, and then the second part of the 30th day, he started to count his second Naziris. So it comes out then that on the 59th day, which is the 29th day, he took a second haircut. So, don't forget, that's the 30th day. If you say the 30th day is the beginning of the second Naziris, then the 59th day, that's the 30th day. So, Bishleim al Rav Masna Nicha. According to Rav Masna, it's very good the way we just said it. So we just learned it's very good. According to Rav Masna, we say the middle day is Oilu Lakan Lakan. So we first count the 30 days, the 30th day took a haircut. Now the end of that day is the beginning of the second Naziris. So day number 30 is number 1 for the second Naziris. So when is the end of 30 days? On the 59th day. The 59th day is Yom Shloshim to the second Naziris. So again, b'di'evad, if he took a haircut on the 59th day, he's also Yotza. Because we said this middle, the middle day, the 30th day, is Oila Lakan Lakan. So according to our master, it's good. Elo Labap Hodo, Lo Moli, why do you have to wait so long? Homa Shloshim Chosar Achas. He says you only have to wait 29 days. So according to Bapoda, like what do you have to take the haircut, the second haircut? On the 59th day, the chur should have been enough to take the haircut on the 58th day. Hashleishim chosarachas is enough 29 days. So Omar Lachi is like this, not like this, it comes out very good then. The same thing, he holds you have to wait 29 days, and the 30th day, that's when you take the haircut. So now, the same thing, the second one, you have to wait 29 days, and the 30th day you take a haircut. That's the 59th day. So the Chulak Hashem, according to Rabbi Poder, is that it's Pshita. What do we need the extra Mishnah for? According to Rabbi Poder, Pshita, that's the Halacha. Rabbi Poder is, you wait 29 days, and the 30th day you take a haircut. So Pshita here, the first haircut's the 30th, and then after you finish that, at the end of that day starts the second, and you wait 29 days, and then on the 59th day, you take your second haircut. So what's the Chiddush according to Bapoda? So Morin says, O Moloch, Ano Name Yeho Samchi, Enoch Name, it's no Chiddush. But Bapoda just says, you know from which Mishnah I took out my halacha. Like what led me to say my halacha that Stam Naziris is 29 days? That Mishnah. That's Kufa where I learned out my halacha. And the Kashur is according to Bapoda. If you know it's Pshit, it's 29 days, what's the Chiddush of that Mishnah? So the Chiddush is Enoch Nami, that's Gufa, where Bapoda first saw his halacha. From that Mishnah, that's the first place it says it, that Stam Naziris is 29 days. Enoch Nami, from that Mishnah, Bapoda is Somach to say his Shitam, that Stam Naziris is 29 days. Tanan, we learned like this. Mi Shoma Hareni Nazir. Somebody says he wants to become a Nazir. Now, in Stam Naziris, let's say it's 30 days, 29. Nitma Yem Shloshim. On the 30th day that he kept Naziris, he touched the mace, he became Tomei. So what's the halacha? Soisur es hakol. it throws away all the days that he counted. That's halacha. While during the days of Naziris, if you become Tamei, you have to throw away those first days and start to count over again. There it says, even on the 30th day you became Tamei, it's like called still in the middle of the Naziris, that you have to start your count over again. So again, Bishleim of the Rav Masna Nicha. According to Rav Masna, it's very good. Stam Naziris is 30 days. So in the middle of the 30th day, you're still called a Nazir. If you touch the maize then, it's very good. Why you have to start all over again? Even though we say mixes the Yom Kukulai, that's only if you do something to prove it. Like you take a haircut then, or you bring your Karbonas, and you're showing us that you want to end your Naziris. But Avadim Min Astam, as I used to speak sound, if you don't take a haircut, or you don't bring your Karbonas, then Min Astam Avad Astam Naziris is a complete 30 days. And it first ends at the end of the 30th day. Here it's very good. You didn't take a haircut yet. You're a Nazir. You became Tumah on the 30th day. It's very good. Well, you have to be Sleis or Akil and start over again. The current Rav Masna, it's very good. Elo Labapod de Kasha. The current Labapod de Kasha. What happened here? You already kept 29 days that you were a good Nazir. The current Labapod, that's it. You finished your Naziris already. The 30th day is the day to bring, take your haircut and bring Kavonis. If you become Tommy that day, it's not Seser anymore to Naziris, because you finished your Yimei Naziris. So how come here the Mishnah says no, that if you become Tommy on the 30th day, you Seser all the days you counted before, and you have to start over again. It'll be Mashma that you Stam Naziris is a complete 30 days, and the 30th day you're still a Nazir.